Blog Talk Radio.
So, praise God, everybody. This is the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show. We are now live on the air. Great to be with you on a very hot, for the end of September, very hot Thursday evening. And what we have planned for tonight is this. I'm gonna read and talk a little bit on faith, and then we're gonna talk sports a little bit. We got lots of football stuff to get to. So, however, first I will start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the show. I thank you, Lord God, that you anoint my voice to do this. I thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon this program. I don't do it for me. I do it for you, Father, and I do it to help listeners, Lord God. I'm in the top people's lives. I thank you, Lord God, that you bless me, bless us as we do this. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon this and that we get great sponsors to help us with the equipment and donations and everything, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, that you would be right, would be with us and guiding us, showing us what we should get on. I thank you, Lord God, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we are going to go to Hebrews 11, verse 1. Again, we keep going there all the time because I want people to get this on faith. Right now in our church, Living Water International, we are hearing a lot about faith. We're hearing a lot about faith right now. Pastor's doing a series on faith, so it's just so fitting that that's what I've been talking about. So,
an amazing series on faith.
I'd tell you, I will tell you, in fact, go to markybarclay.com and order the series. I would strongly do this. I strongly believe you should order the series. And so, with that in mind.
Hey, let me give them the link. If you go to live.marktbarclay.com, you can stream it. It'll be live in what? 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock service. And then we always say about 7:30, 7:35 or so, the word starts. Is that about right?
Yeah. 7:30-ish, yeah.
Yeah, so about 7:30 or so is when the word is when the Bible is open, and Pastor will bring the great uncompromised word of God. And so I just remembered I got one little bit of business to do, and that is this. If you happen to be listening to this program and you would like to speak to us, we have a phone number that you can call us on. That number is 215-383-3810. Again, that number is 215-383-3810. If you want to talk to us about football, you want to talk to us about the weather, you want to talk to us about faith, you want to talk to us about why do trees, different trees grow different kinds of leaves, and whatever, we have one exception. We don't talk politics on the show.
Come on now.
We don't. And at the end of the day, I know there's things out about North Korea and stuff and the president. I don't have time for that today. So
here we go.
I'll leave this alone because my show is basically this: faith and stuff first, sports second, fun third, but if you want to talk other stuff that's not politics, you can call us, 215-383-3810. You'll press 1. Then the screeners will get you through to us. And then, we are at McDonald's on 1711 South Saginaw Road here in Midland. We are next to, we're across from a Kmart store. We're directly south, northwest of an Admiral gas station, and southeast of a Disability Network office. We're southeast of Haley and northwest of Patrick. So that's where you can find us if you want to come into the restaurant and come back to the back corner near the restroom and say hi to us.
Amen.
We'd be glad to talk to you.
Yes, we would.
And so, with that in mind, the Bible's open and I'm ready to start reading.
Here we go.
So, here we go. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and the certainty of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. Hang on, listeners, I'm just turning on the page. I'll be right back in a second. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is so easy to please God. Without faith, it's unreal. You don't need to read the Bible.
Come on now.
And no, it doesn't say that. The one who speaks God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't please God without faith. And I'm still reading. Because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists. And he needs to believe that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And by faith, Noah, when he was warned about things he didn't yet see, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir with the righteousness that comes by faith. And by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed, and he went, even though he did not yet know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. And he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him for the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was unable to become a father because he considered him faithful, and he had made the promise. And so, from this one man, and he was good as death, he came descendants as numerous as the stuff, as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised, and they only saw them as welcomed them from a distance, and they admitted as they and strangers on earth. For who say such things show that they are looking for a country as their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared a city for them. Now, folks, we're going to go to Genesis 16, and we're going to read about some things that happened with Lot and his family.
Yeah.
Then, folks, I have to be quick, but depending on what this says, there could be a stern warning coming. And part of it is what does God want me to do? And this is Hagar and Ishmael. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar, that she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go, sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarah said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai was his wife, took Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms. And now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me. Your servant is in my hands." Abram said, "Do to her whatever you think is best." And Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from? And where are you going?" "I am running away from my mistress, Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will so increase your descendants that they will be too numerous to count." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now a child, and you will have a son, and you shall name him Ishmael. And the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility toward all of his brothers." She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me. That is why the well was called Bena Lape. Really. And it is still there between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. The covenant of circumcision. I was wrong, folks, when I said when I said that this would be about Lot. I was wrong. So Hagar ran away. She ran away from Sarah. She just left Sarah. She began to really that wasn't a good way to react to Hagar being pregnant. Hagar should have just stayed and submitted in the first place. I wonder if she did that because she didn't believe in Sarah. I wonder if that's what you're thinking as to why she did that.
I'm thinking it's because she's pregnant and now she's got a little bit of authority and she's going to step out of line. That was kind of a dumb move for Sarah anyways.
It really was.
Wait. Not kind of.
It was.
Just plain dumb. Well, let's just make sure we lay it out there right, okay?
Tell you one thing. But I wouldn't be doing that if I was her. I wouldn't be doing that.
No?
Like doing the stupidest thing that I thought would get me a miracle? No.
Never works, does it?
I'm going to do what God wants me to do.
Amen.
So I can have my miracles. God tells you something to do, and it's going to get you a miracle?
There you go.
That is what you do. And that is my little golden nugget of the evening. So with that in mind, it is now time to transition over to football. And of which Thursday night, what I do on these Thursday night programs is I highlight the upcoming games, Lions, Michigan State, and then the two high schools in town. I highlight who they're going to play, and then what I also do is give predictions for the weekend games so that you can know from me what I see happening.
All right.
So, with that in mind, here we go. First, we have the high school for tomorrow night. You have Midland at Bay City Central. I think you're going to see a very run-heavy game. There's going to be a lot of running going on tomorrow night between the two running backs. Money on the Midland side and DeQuez Weathers on the Bay City Central side. It's going to be 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Bay City. I'm going to be there most likely. If you can't, you can listen to the game on either 1490 AM or 100.9 FM. I'll be on two different radio stations. So people say, Rivers, what do you see happening? What I see happening is two teams are going to be fighting for it. I think it'll be a tight battle. You're playing in the hot, humid conditions, so I'll give them that. Not the greatest football weather, but I think Midland finds a way to win last second, 28-22, Midland. Midland's down a point. Midland gets a touchdown and triumphs over them. And folks, to give you an idea of where Midland is and what will be next for Midland, Midland's 3-1. They've already scored over 100 points, like 140 points almost. Last year by this point, they were still 3-1, but they hadn't scored quite as many points. They're also not giving up as many points. Last week it was Midland over Mount Pleasant. It was 34-13 compared to last year where it had been 31-28 in the month. So it goes to show they're scoring some more points and they're giving up less points. I think that can bode well for a Midland victory. Now going down the line, I made a comment that I need to stick to, and that is this. I see Midland losing two more games this year, both of which will be at home. One of which would be next week to Davison, and then the other would be 2 weeks from that with Lapeer. Midland County home fans might hate me for this, but I'm telling it like it is, because Davison is undefeated, and Lapeer only lost one game to Powerhouse Clarkston. So, which for me means if I see two more losses, which would put us at 5-3. So, yep, Midland Central, 28-22. Money does a good job. And Weathers, he kind of runs around for a bit earlier and then come fourth quarter or so, we shut him down. And that's what I see happening. Then you have Dow, Flint Powers just got manhandled by Flint Commonsworth last week, 38-0. It was in the Flint area. I'm not sure whether it was at Commonsworth or at Powers. I want to say, no, it was at Powers, now that I think about it. But you have Dow, Flint Powers Catholic at Midland Community Stadium. Dow's figuring themselves out. And since week two when they lost, they've really stepped it up. I think Dow is going to win, but instead of 35-0, like how Powers lost last week, I think this time it's going to be more like 31-14, maybe even 31-14, maybe even 31-21. I'm thinking 31-14. Powers kind of hangs around, and then Dow just steps on the gas later. That's what I see for high school tomorrow night. Next, we go to college football. First, you have Michigan at Purdue in Indiana on Saturday at 3:30. And you have Michigan, who did a great job on special teams. They made several different field goals. They did a nice job on the defensive side of the ball in order to win 29-13. Now, the Big Ten is starting, so they're going to play at Purdue. I think Michigan will win. I think it's going to be 28-17. Purdue is a startup team, and I think the next 2 years you're going to see Purdue really making a good run at the Big Ten. But I don't think they're quite ready yet. But I do still think they'll play Michigan kind of close, 28-17. Give me that from Indiana. Now, Sparty. You have Sparty and Notre Dame. Notre Dame fighting Irish. And they're at home, I believe. And I think State will lose this game to Notre Dame. As good as State's going to do better than what they did last year, I don't think they're ready to be at the top of the Big Ten again yet. Mm. And Notre Dame, of course, is being independent. I say Notre Dame 30, Michigan State 21. Michigan State holds around, but then Notre Dame kind of puts the icing on the cake later on to them, so Michigan State ends up losing. Then, last but not least, you have Sunday, 1:00 at Ford Field in Detroit. You have the Lions versus the Falcons. Two of the league's greatest quarterbacks right now, Matthew Stafford versus Matt Ryan. You're going to see a pass-heavy game. You're also going to see the defense is trying to do good at stopping the pass. So try to stop the pass, try to make it so that both teams have to try to run the ball a bit more. And if it comes to that, I think Atlanta's better at running the ball than Detroit. But all things aside, as great as Detroit's doing, as promised as they're making themselves look right now, I have to be very honest with you guys. I don't see Detroit beating Atlanta this year, even though it's in Detroit. I see Atlanta winning 28-24. Detroit even has the lead at one point, possibly. But they may not be able to totally close it out. Now, keep in mind, one of Atlanta's greatest defensive linemen is going to be out for several weeks with a knee injury. So that'll help us a little bit. However, it's still not the greatest for Detroit, and they lose
28-24.
And then, now, we shift gears a little bit to the Tigers. Well, the Tigers lost their 90th game yesterday to the Oakland Athletics. Sanchez did a nice job only giving up one run. And then the defense, and then the bullpen gives up two more runs in the eighth and ninth innings to kind of ice it. Then you're going to score 3-2 3-2 Athletics over the Tigers. It had been 3-0, but then good old faithful Nick Castellanos got another hit to extend his hitting streak to 17 games. He gets a 2-run RBI double to get us on the 3-2. And then we leave a runner on base when the last out is good. So we end up losing 3-2, which explains why there was no Nuggets. Now, for the Tigers, it's the final homestand of this season. Tigers, Minnesota Twins in Detroit at Comerica Park. If you're Detroit, you're thinking, man, it'd be nice to get a few more wins to try to make ourselves look a little bit better than what we're looking right now. And that can help a bit. But at this point, I think you're going to see all the managers taken out. Leland, Osmus isn't. I do not see Osmus being back next year. Osmus actually came out and said, I'm good with whatever you want to do. He basically said that to the guy who runs it, Mr. Avila. And Al Avila Sr., he basically told him, you know, I'm good with whatever you want, Mr. Avila. So if he wants to bring back Osmus, Osmus is okay with it. If he wants to get rid of Osmus, he's okay with that. I think you see Avila and Osmus part ways. And then I see us getting a couple of new starters, maybe a starting pitcher, maybe, and then possibly some more batters, good batters that are ready to go, so that we can try to make more of a run at it next year. So what I see happening is we'll probably split the series with Minnesota. I don't see us winning the series, but I see us splitting the series. Game time tonight at 7:10. And with that, that's everything you need to know about that. And until next time, so long, everybody. God first and God always.
And God always.
Grab your drink there, Bruce. That's it. You guys must be going to church early.
Party morning once in.
Hot.
And, yeah, so. Well, it's about the